This is Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. On Friday, Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson and representatives from FEMA will travel to Columbia and Charleston to meet with federal, state, and local officials and view ongoing response and recovery efforts. Congressman Jim Clyburn says he hopes to show the secretary more of the affected areas.
Because I want to make sure that he doesn't just land here in Columbia and jump on I-26 and go down to Charleston and says, I've made an assessment. No, let's stop off in Clarendon and maybe Bamberg and Williamsburg and Calhoun. They're out in the boonies. People don't see them. Take I-95 going right through Bamberg and Clarendon. And if you don't slow down or get off 95, you aren't going to see the pain. And so I want him to get off of 26 and 95 and see some of the real pain.
FEMA will be assessing which counties are eligible for individual aid in conjunction with the president's major disaster declaration. This allows individuals in impacted areas to apply for funds to cover home repairs and property loss. Congressman Clyburn says he's concerned that a limited number of counties have been offered individual aid while many more continue to struggle with damage.
No county got hit that didn't have people in them. And so to approve it for public and not for individual is causing me some concern.
Governor Nikki Haley says other counties may be added to the list eligible for individual aid as FEMA assesses the situation statewide. Columbia Mayor Steve Benjamin says the city he serves is an example of the devastation.
Damage to our infrastructure has been significant. Bridges and roads are out. Our water and sewer infrastructure has sustained significant damages. So we have a citywide boil water alert, making sure that people are consuming potable water.
Mayor Benjamin says he's hopeful when he sees how people have come together.
I feel so good about the incredible level of cooperation we've seen between local law enforcement, philanthropic institutions, just simple do-gooder citizens, our state government, being led by our governor and our adjutant general leading the National Guard, and the very quick response from the White House, having Governor Haley and our President Barack Obama work together with a swiftness, a speed, unlike the way things work in Washington or our state capitals now.
As cities across the state begin the process of recovering from the flood, Congressman Clyburn says Washington's assistance will be essential.
In order for us to respond properly for these communities, we're going to need assistance from other members in the Congress. So we ought to keep politics out of this.
For information about whether your county is eligible for individual or public aid, visit FEMA.org. Requests for assistance mitigating flood damage may be made at disasterassistance.gov or 1-800-621-FEMA. That's 1-800-621-FEMA. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.